In Los Angeles County this morning, the unclaimed ashes of 1,400 people will be buried in an unmarked grave, including Jane Doe number 77, a white woman whose body was found wrapped in a sheet in a trash bin 5 years ago and never identified. She's one of 16 LA County homicide victims to be buried in the mass grave. Her story is told today in the Homicide Report. That's an interactive map, database, and blog that seeks to tell the story of every murder victim in LA County. LA Times reporter Nicole Santa Cruz writes those stories, and she recently profiled three young friends, Tyrone Coger, Dominique Austin, and Isaiah Bell, all African-American who hoped to survive to age 21 in South LA. Only one did. Reverend Winford Bell is pastor of the Mount Olive Second Missionary Baptist Church in L.A., father of Isaiah, and founder of the anti-violence group Silver Lining of Hope. And he's with us now along with Nicole. And Nicole, let me start with you. Just tell me why you decided to tell this particular story.
Well, I've been writing the homicide report for almost 2 years, and I meet with a lot of victims' families, and I kept on coming across people who had lost, you know, multiple friends or family members to homicide. And even though homicide is not a common occurrence, there are communities where it feels common, where you meet multiple people who have been impacted by this violence. You know, there's, even though the homicide rate is at its lowest level in decades, there's still this kind of trauma left behind, and people who think about the people that they've lost every day.
Well, and you say the lowest level in decades. We're still talking about somewhere around 500 homicides in LA County this year.
Yeah, definitely. We will probably hit about 500. Last year in 2013, we have a count of 596 in LA County.
And one of the subjects, as we said, of this story is Isaiah, who is the son of Reverend Bell, who's with us now. And Reverend Bell, one of the most interesting things here is that Isaiah remembers when he was a teenager, a Sunday school teacher asked the class who believes they won't live past 21, and most of the boys raised their hands.
Oh, that's real. That's a prevailing understanding for many young black males and brown in the urban cities. And that's a very real question. And it's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid growing up in the same neighborhood, I never had that dream or aspiration. I always dreamed that I would get old and retire and have contributions in society and become successful. And so that was my generation. But right behind me is my children, and in my children's generation, because of all of the ugly, vicious, distasteful violence that has erupted over the last 25 years, that has been going on. I just need you to understand, this has been going on. And now that we are paying a little bit more sensitivity to it, and, you know, better late than never. And so the reality of us as a community saying that this is wrong. Our young people do not need to be feeling that the older that they're going to get is 21 and then they're going to be killed. That's a travesty.
And we should say, by the way, that Isaiah, your son, while he is the only one of the three people that are the focus of this story to actually survive at age 27, he was shot in 2009.
That is correct. And that's what gave birth to the Silver Lining of Hope campaign. So you must understand Isaiah was a young man, or should I say is a young man now. He's 27, but at the time he was 21. And at that time, he was in church, actively involved in church. He was a student in Dominguez College. He was gainfully employed and engaged to be married. So with that lifestyle, you don't have time to get into riffraff that some young men get into in the community. And so our perception was, if they will shoot and try to shoot and kill a preacher's kid, what do you think is going to happen to your child or to Nicole's child or to anybody's child that's not even in the ministry? So we have a problem in our community that the church needed to address as a collaborative, Now, there are a lot of churches that are addressing this problem as individuals. But Silver Lining of Hope is a collaborative of churches. More than 150 churches and pastors are already involved in Los Angeles alone. We attempt to reach out to Crips and to Bloods and to men and women, boys and girls who are at risk. And we're discovering it is having a wonderful impact.
We're speaking with Reverend Winford Bell of the Mount Olive Second Missionary Baptist Church in L.A. and also Nicole Santa Cruz of the L.A. Times. You're listening to Here and Now. As you look at the murders of young people in Los Angeles County, are a lot of them unsolved?
Well, I can share with you. I can share with you from my perspective, because we've been working for the last 5 years. And personally, I have buried more than 30 of these kids that have been killed in the city. And you're talking about 596 deaths. Oh, I can tell you right now that probably more than half have not been found their killers. None of the folks that I have buried have found, those mothers or fathers have shared with me that their killers have been found.
Hmm.
In the cases of Isaiah and Dominique, their killings are still unsolved.
Unsolved.
No one has been found, and it'll be 5 years in February. Not Isaiah and Dominique, Tyrone and Dominique. It'll be 5 years in February that since Tyrone has been killed.
Reverend, I just want to come back to you and ask you, if you were to ask a group of students in a school in Los Angeles, do you think
yes.
you're going to live past 21? Would they say yes, they do think that, or no, they don't today?
I think it depends on what school you go to. I was asked to speak at 96th Street School in Watts, California, where I pastor. And I was speaking to a group of kids. I guess they were between the ages of 10 and 11. And they asked a lot of questions of me because it was career day. And it was so encouraging to hear them speak of a future for themselves. You got to remember, a lot of these kids have no father in the home. They have no mother in the home. They have grandparents that are not necessarily full of energy, vigor, and vitality to keep these kids on a cutting edge. And so without a good mother and a good father that's sitting there consistently massaging their mind and their heart, then they miss a lot. And so the streets can get them. And when the streets start showing them all of the ugliness, then they come to their own individual conclusion. My friend that was sitting in the seat next to me is dead. And my other friend is dead. And my other friend across the neighborhood is dead. I must mean that I'm going to be dying too before I hit 21.
Hmm.
Many kids are on that level.
Reverend Winford Bell, pastor of the Mount Olive Second Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles and founder of the anti-violence group Silver Lining of Hope. And we've also been speaking with Nicole Santa Cruz, the main writer for the LA Times, the Homicide Report. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope to talk to you again.